Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
We have few more beautiful hawks in the United States than this active little species, and I am sure none half so abundant. That's the opening sentence of John James Audubon's description of a sparrowhawk in his Birds of America. I suspect that most people have seen a small hawk-like bird perched on a utility pole or line that's a little larger than a mourning dove but smaller than a pigeon. If so, that's likely a sparrowhawk, also known as a kestrel. It might surprise you, but the kestrel is a type of falcon, the smallest falcon. Falcons are streamlined birds of prey known for their pointed wings and long tail. Other falcons include the prairie falcon, merlin, and peregrine falcon. Kestrels are quite colorful, and it's worth getting out the binoculars the next time you see one of these birds. The males have a rusty-colored back with slate-blue wings. There are also two prominent black lines down the face. Females also have the black lines down the face, but are rather rusty brown above with lighter colored breasts. So what does such a small falcon eat? Their diet is largely composed of insects, for example, grasshoppers and crickets. They also eat mice, some small birds, and perhaps some snakes and frogs. And although they are more commonly observed sitting on a post or transmission line, they're also occasionally observed hovering overhead while scanning for prey items in the ground below. Kestrels prefer open areas with a few trees for nesting. They seem to do well in humanly modified habitats, such as around ranches, farms, and farmsteads. They're cavity nesters and are known to nest in old woodpecker holes, tree cavities, and similar sites, often near the margin of wooded areas. They're also known to utilize nesting boxes. If all goes well, the female will successfully fledge the next generation from 4 to 6 eggs. Kestrels can be observed over much of North Dakota. However, kestrel populations are on the decline. Lack of suitable nesting cavities and the widespread use of insecticides are contributing factors. I've put links to more information on kestrels, including the instructions for making a kestrel nesting box, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.